This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
I want to thank Ninja Peter Witorski, because he's the one that got me to thinking about this. I have been and will be again an owner of a SIG P320. Out of the box, I think for me, the SIG 320 is the best gun out of the box. The problem with the 320 is that nobody makes anything for the 320. I don't like having to go looking for my, with the Glock 9mm platform. The Glock 9mm is like the iPhone. People scramble to make stuff with Glock. So finding stuff to go with a Glock, because carrying the gun around is sort of important. So, and including GECO. GECO does not make anything for the SIG P320 at this particular moment. So that was the reason I got rid of the gun. Now, as far as the way the gun shot, it's one of the guns I've actually shot this year. That gun is sweet. It's sweet. And next year, when agency starts cutting on them, I will get another one and send it to them. Okay. Now, when you look at the way the federal budget works, something like tens of millions of dollars, because of the sheer size of the budget, the trillions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars are like, I don't know. They're like, it's not hardly even worth looking at in some cases. For me and you, we think tens of millions of dollars, we're thinking, wow, set for the rest of my life. Not with the federal government. That's something they spend in 15 minutes. So here comes the FBI. The FBI has decided to re-equip their agents with an entirely new and, no matter how good it is, an entirely unnecessary handgun. And it's going to cost the American taxpayers $80 million. Now, this is going to be the SIG P320 in 9mm. Now, you got to understand something about the FBI and why they carry the gun they carry today. All of this started with this Miami shootout in 1986 where two FBI agents were killed. And they decided then to reevaluate their handguns. They broke down the gun battle. And with hardened criminals, a gun battle, even for the FBI, is a very, very rare occurrence. Criminals who are wounded by a variety of weapons, 38 and 357 Magnum revolvers, 9mm pistols, and shotguns, still managed to kill and injure several before they were killed. After that shootout, the FBI decided that revolvers and 9mm pistols, which were the standard issue weapons at the time, had inadequate stopping power. So they went looking for something that had some stopping power. So enter the 10mm. They fielded the Smith & Wesson 10-06, which I do wish I could find one of those. But the Smith & Wesson 10.06, one, it's an all-steel gun, so the recoil from the weapon with 10-millimeter full house loads is quite punishing. And with an agency with a lot of women in their ranks and men with small hands and everything, the gun is quite the handful to hang on to. And they quickly abandoned the 10-millimeter, but they were very reluctant to return to the 9-millimeter round, and hence the 40 caliber is born. First called the 40 Smith & Wesson, that's because the gun that it was developed to run with was a Smith & Wesson, the 40-06, but the FBI didn't go with that because Glock took the Glock 17 frame, dubbed it the 22, and made it a 40 caliber. In 1997, the FBI adopted the Glock 22 and 23 pistols. Even the small-framed Glock, there are people that are aficionados, there's people I know, people listen to hear about DiCorzo, he's one of them, that swear by the Glock 40 caliber platform. 40 is not bad. It has the same terminal ballistics as 10-millimeter. I find it to be a little snappy. The FBI has purchased thousands and thousands of Glocks. And then they read an article. They read an article, which we've talked about a lot here. We've talked about how 9-millimeter ammo has now, as far as the design of it, has really come up. And so now the 9-millimeter, which gives you the luxury of softer recoil, but the same sort of stopping power terminally nowadays with the right kind of ammo as any other round out there, this is the way they want to go. Okay. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about this, and this is the beauty of the Glock platform in those frame sizes. The beauty of the Glock platform is that with those Glock 22s, they could buy another barrel and make it a 9-millimeter, and that would save the taxpayers a few bucks here and there. They still have perfectly good 40 caliber Glocks. They have millions of rounds of ammo in stock. And all of this is going to be abandoned to go with the SIG 320. Now, Peter Wotorski, too, Lock and Load Ninja, who pointed this out to me, he knows I like the gun, and he sent me a letter regarding the FBI was adopting this. And one of the reasons the FBI is adopting this over a Glock this particular time is one of the big things is the finger grooves that Glock has built into the frame. They don't want a gun with finger grooves, and the SIG 320 doesn't have them. All of the Glocks that I run nowadays don't have them. There's my Glock 4th Gen right there from Agency. They take the finger grooves off of it, straighten the frame. They don't have them. And for some reason, the finger grooves, which when they were originally put on the frame, were out there. Everybody's going, cool! Now they're out of fashion. What was old has become new again. So now the finger grooves have got to go. Now, so very shortly on the used market, gun fans will be a bunch of Glock 22 and 23s thrown out there with all kinds. I don't know what they're going to do with the ammo. Maybe they'll give it to the Department of Homeland Security. That would be a good idea. Maybe they'll go to the SIG 320. I don't know. Here's the thing, though. Here's a big question that I have to ask. Why does the FBI need to be armed? The last time a FBI agent was killed was in the collapse of the Twin Towers in 2001. The last one to die in a shootout fell in 1996. In 2008, one was killed by random fire, serving a search warrant. But there's only been three of them die since 1996 in the course of their duty. This could be asked about all of the alphabet agencies out there. Most of your FBI agents today have law degrees, and they're doing all kinds of highbrow investigation. They're not involved in shootouts. I don't think they need a new gun. They certainly don't need one right now. We'll be right back. on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In Wisconsin, the Republicans are trying to pass legislation to broaden the concealed carry permit holders' right to carry. There's some state Democrats right now who proposed a bill. They want to swipe a whole bunch of stuff off the table in one shot. Representative Lisa Subek, Democrat from Madison, and three other Assembly Democrats plan to unleash the bill in the coming weeks, which would essentially ban any possession or transfer of semi-automatic rifles and pistols in the state. Now, since they have done this, they have pulled this back. I need to tell you this before I get anybody outraged over something that is not happening. The reason I bring this up is because this is a perfect illustration of them not knowing what the hell they're talking about. So that's why I present this at this time. Currently, I think everything is on hold, though. She writes, our nation has watched as community after community has had to confront the tragedies that occur when weapons designed to kill large numbers of people quickly get into the hands of a dangerous person. No Wisconsin community should ever have to face such a tragedy at the hands of someone armed with a semi-automatic assault weapon. The proposed bill specifically designs assault weapon for the purpose of the ban, as assault weapon means any of the following. A semi-automatic rifle that has the capacity to accept a detachable magazine and that has any of the following. A pistol grip that protrudes beneath the action of the weapon. A folding telescoping or thumb holstock. A second-hand grip or protruding grip that can be held by the non-trigger hand. A bayonet mount. A flash suppressor, muzzle breaker, muzzle compensator, or a threaded barrel capable of accepting a flash suppressor, muzzle brake, or muzzle compensator, a grenade launcher, a semi-automatic shotgun that has any of the following, a folding telescoping and thumb holstock, a second hand grip, a foregrip, fixed magazine, capacity in excess of 7 rounds. This is pretty vague and covers so many things. Under the bill, whoever transports, purchases, possesses, or transfers a semi-automatic assault weapon is guilty of a felony and may be fined up to $10,000, sentenced to a term of imprisonment of up to 6 years, or both. If the crime is committed in a school zone, the maximum term of imprisonment is increased by 5 years. Isn't it already to carry a gun in the school zone? Doesn't it already have its own little penalty that goes with it? It does allow an exception for military and law enforcement officials. When does the military walk around in the middle of a city in the United States? When does that happen? While other states like New York and California have similar laws where they're looking at two or more cosmetic features before it's considered an assault weapon, Stubeck's proposed bill would only allow for one under the weight requirement alone. Most standard AK and AR rifles would be illegal without any modifications, as would any handgun with a shroud that is attached to or partially or completely encircles the barrel. Pretty ill-defined. You know what? What this essentially does, now I have no idea what the numbers are in Wisconsin. Okay, there's a lot of hunters in Wisconsin. A lot of hunters are starting to go to the AR platform, maybe not in 5.56. They do like those 308s, those 300 blackouts. So I have no idea what the incidence and numbers of AR, AK, those type weapons are in Wisconsin. However, this is another ex post facto law being proposed. Today they're legal. Tomorrow they won't be. And if you own one, you're subject to a $250,000 fine or 6 years in prison. That's what she's proposing. That's what she was proposing here. So far in Milwaukee, they have already surpassed the total number of gun homicides in the entire state of Wisconsin with a whopping 118 homicides in the Democrat-run city as of October 15, 2015. Since Representative Stubeck encourages Wisconsinites to speak out and take action for the future of our democracy, It would be nice for some people in Milwaukee to look at their mayor and their police chief and state Democrats who think disarming law-abiding citizens is the solution to anything criminals choose to do. Interesting little update that came out of this, though. Even Representative, see, I love when you get copy where they spell their name two different ways. Representative Stubeck, whatever it is, whoever she is, acknowledged that this bill goes too far after receiving feedback from some of our colleagues regarding the circulation of preliminary draft banning semi-automatic assault weapons. The other authors of the bill and I have determined that we will work with the Legislative Reference Bureau to make some revisions to the draft bill to address some concerns which have been raised. While LRB 3635 was not intended to impair Wisconsin's rich hunting heritage and those who annually participate in it, our state does need to have a serious and meaningful conversation about gun violence. We will be working with the Legislative Reference Bureau, Legislative Council, and others to ensure that a future bill draft corrects any drafting errors and unintended oversights to ensure more consistency with our current hunting and sporting regulations. So they believe the Second Amendment pertains to hunting deer, ducks, you know, that kind of elk, whatever you're hunting in Wisconsin. That's what they think it does. And here's the fun thing about it. Now, I don't know what the chances of this actually passing in Wisconsin are. They have looked at this, and maybe they know the numbers. I need to find the numbers. I'll look into trying to find the numbers on this. I'll push out my various networks and see if somebody can give me some numbers on this. I know of no shootings in Wisconsin with AR-15s. I may be missing something, but I don't know of any of those. Anybody want to help me with that one? And it's these stupid politicians that keep coming up with these ideas of where we are going to... we're going to solve a problem that doesn't exist. And that's what infuriates me. That's the part that infuriates me, the part where they get out there and there's nothing going on there. And they have problems. They have problems in Milwaukee right now. They do have problems in Milwaukee. And instead of doing something effective, like David Clark has done by saying you guys should arm up, they fight that with all means necessary, and it just gets worse and worse. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. People like me were proven right yet again. Coming out of Alabama, well, coming out of everywhere, really, prosecutors fail to put bad people in prison for gun crimes or threatening gun crimes. And when that happens, somebody else suffers as a result of that. And with this young monster, I'm sure we're going to hear cries from his family that he was such a good boy getting his life together any minute now. I don't care what they think, and neither should you. What matters here is that once again, prosecutors cut a violent criminal a plea bargain, and they put him back on the streets before where he could cause some more havoc. And then inevitably, which is something that, you know, odds are this is going to happen to any of these young thugs, he ran into a victim that killed him. Authorities are investigating after a man who allegedly abducted and sexually assaulted a 26-year-old woman was found shot to death inside a Forestdale apartment. According to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to assist Adamsville police in locating a possible abduction victim in the 2800 block of Pebble Creek Parkway. Upon arriving, deputies found the alleged victim in the parking lot and later discovered her alleged attacker fatally shot inside an apartment. The woman told deputies that the man abducted her, forced her inside the apartment, and sexually assaulted her. During the alleged attack, the woman says she gained control of a gun and shot the man. That, of course, is not alleged. Now what we have is finally a good rapist. This is now that this rapist has assumed room temperature, he can't hurt anybody anymore. This being Jeremy Arnold Ford. He had a history of violence, having been arrested for threatening to shoot up an apartment complex last year after he started a fight because he claimed someone stole his illegally acquired gun. He was able to plead the bargain that down to a harassment charge, and he got off with a suspended sentence. He then used his very undeserved freedom to kidnap this woman and sexually assault her, presumably with another illegally obtained firearm. And she took that from him after he used that tool as his accomplice. She took it from him and turned it on him. And at this point, she, during the course of the assault, she was able to acquire his gun and turned him into a room temperature good criminal. For this young lady, we should offer up prayers for her healing. Hope that she's able to recover from this traumatic experience with minimal emotional scarring and minimal physical scarring. Secure the knowledge that she did what she had to do to save her own life and put down another thug after the court system failed to prosecute a gun violence charge. You see, this is the problem that we face today. The problem that we face today is that we get told that all these things have to be passed in the name of gun violence, and then when somebody actually commits gun violence, they don't go to jail. And unfortunately for Jeremy Arnold Ford, he ran up against the wrong victim. She stopped him in his tracks. I've got something that I want to throw at you, and I'm going to carry this over simply because, one, I find it funny. Two, all of your best humor is based on truth. Here's 25 Obama whoppers for the media and your liberal friends to chew on. You see, they have shown their eagerness to expose the quote-unquote lies of Ben Carson. Ben Carson was in a casual conversation. Somebody told him he could probably get a scholarship to West Point, an appointment to West Point is what it boiled down to. And they've been pulling that apart. I mean, that was just something that was said, and I could have, somebody could have told me that. And how do you prove it wasn't a lie? He doesn't remember who told him. He was a kid. Of course, they've overlooked the rise of Barack Obama, where nobody asked him anything, where everything was sealed. Nobody even ever asked, why is all this stuff sealed? But for future generations of journalists and or low-info voters, I present this to you, the whoppers that he has gotten out there, where the Fourth Estate is they've transformed themselves into a Democratic fifth column. No examination whatsoever of these. Presented to you verbatim. Number 25, if I'm the Democratic nominee, I will aggressively pursue an agreement with the Republican nominee to preserve a publicly financed general election. He made that pledge in September 2007. He broke it in June of 2008. He said the current system was broken and favored Republicans who became masters at gaming it, and then he began to draw in money with text messages. Number 24, so don't tell me I don't have a claim on Selma, Alabama. In March 2007, he claimed the 1965 events in Selma inspired his parents to get together. He was born in 1961. The media chose not to notice. He and I are the same age. Number 23, we'll have the negotiations televised on C-SPAN. 8 times candidate Obama promised to air health care negotiations on C-SPAN. Remember watching them? Probably not, because they never did. Number 22, Gaddafi threatens a bloodbath that could destabilize an entire region. They've been selling blood baths successfully since the Spanish Civil War. That was never going to happen. 21, I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that. Apparently, he's going to try to do that with executive orders and everything. So far, it hasn't happened. He knows constitutionally he can't close it with an executive order. He'll still try. Number 20, but the debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. Now, if he could just get rid of those pesky 30,000 dissenting scientists, maybe giving them an Obamacare exemption, maybe he could shut them up. Number 19, this administration has done more for the security of the state of Israel than any previous administration. I think Barbara Streisand might have bought that. Number 18, for my mother to spend the last years of her life in the hospital room arguing with insurance companies that there's something fundamentally wrong about that. There is something fundamentally worse than lying on a mother's grave. You know, Al Gore only killed off his sister. Number 17, I've written two books. I actually wrote them myself. Obama was that rare literary genius who couldn't get his nouns and verbs to match. Number 16, the person I saw yesterday was not the person that I met 20 years ago. The person in question was Jeremiah Wright right before Iowa, and how did they miss him? If they had actually looked at Jeremiah Wright, Hillary Clinton would probably be president today. Number 15, my father left my family when I was 2 years old. The 2 years created the illusion of a blessed multicultural union, but his mom ran to Seattle within weeks of the birth. Number 14, my parents shared not only an improbable love, they shared an abiding faith in the possibilities of this nation. All they really shared was the baby daddy's sperm, if that at all. Number 13, under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions and federal conscience laws will remain in place. That costs a lot of Democratic congressmen their job. Number 12, we need to close the revolving door that lets lobbyists come into the government freely. The back door is fine, though, as long as they bring the bucks. We'll have the top 11 when we get back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My thoughts go out to Scott Blick, one of the principals there. Had a death in the family. He was supposed to be my guest today, and he had to pull back because of that. So, thinking about you, Scott. I was talking about the 25 whoppers that Barack has thrown out there at us that you can now use against them with your liberal friends, and also point out as a primer to any would-be wannabe journalists for Journalism 101, because they none of this stuff was ever examined when it was put out there, although they examine everything a Republican says. On to the top 11. Number 11, I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. We need to even say anything about that. Number 10, we've got shovel-ready projects all across the country. 3 years later, he conceded shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we thought. The sycophantic audience burst out laughing. At that time, the unemployment rate stood at 9.1%. Number 9, I didn't set a red line. He said this in regards to Syria after explicitly setting a red line and having his staff confirm that he had set a red line. This double talk had the Norwegians looking up the number for the local repo man. Number 8, not even a smidgen of corruption. Obama shocked even O'Reilly with the sheer effigy of this lie about the IRS scandal. Number 7, the Fast and Furious program was a field-initiated program begun under the previous administration. The president told this whopper after spokeshole Jay Carney got his knuckles wrapped for telling the same lie. Number 6, no more secrecy. Then, of course, there was Edward Snowden, who had a different take on that. Number 5, here's what happened. You had a video that was released by somebody who lives here, sort of a shadowy character. If nothing else, lying about the death of 4 valiant Americans helped rehabilitate Richard Nixon. Number four, we revealed to the American people exactly what we understood at the time. Lying about the original Benghazi lie compounded the lie. Number three, now we're getting into the good ones. Everybody's heard these. Number three, if you like your doctor, you'll be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period. No one will take it away, no matter what. This was the Hydra-headed lie. They got Obama reelected and sent us far down the road to serfdom, so far that we may never make it back. Number two, transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency. This double-barreled promise has been violated more wantonly than a goat at a Taliban bachelor party. The biggest lie he's told out there that anybody can think of, though, is this one. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will try to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Obama had his hand on the Bible for that one. May God have mercy on his soul. Hope everybody was taking notes for that. This is something you need to recount to your liberal friends when they get out there and start talking the mess. In other news, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she is truly a gift that keeps on giving. I love that she's in charge of the Democratic Party. It's hilarious. I mean, it's really, truly hilarious. She was speaking at the Florida Democratic Party Convention, which was held October 30th, November 1st. And while there, she was at the Walt Disney World Yacht and Beach Club Resort. That just sounds good, doesn't it? That just sounds good. I'd love to go there. While there, Wasserman Schultz launched into an anti-gun screed aimed at getting members of her party to more fervently pursue gun control. Gun control is apparently a very seductive flavor of Kool-Aid, and the Democrats have all got a Dixie cup in their hands. She demanded, Democrats, we must close the gun show loophole. Democrats, we must require background checks for all gun purchases. And, you know, indulging her little thing about hyperbole, she added, we can't sit idly by and allow thousands and thousands of lives to be mowed down. The DWS excited rhetoric comes on the heels of Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Cankles Clinton comments rejecting the Supreme Court's holding that the Second Amendment protects an individual right, and an endorsement of Australian-style gun confiscation. That's what she wants. So, here we have two ladies, two women, two females, and they're going to take the Democratic Party down the primrose path. Now, if Hillary becomes the Democratic nominee, it will be sort of a toss-up between her and Obama as who is the head of the Democratic Party. I would think Obama is still the head of it because he's the president, but she will certainly have a lot of sway once she becomes the Democratic nominee. Now, when that happens, one of the things the Democrats are really good at is uniting and not squabbling so they can be seen. Now, the only problem with this gun control slant they're going on is that this is going to cost them. It has cost them dearly. They do not have hardly any power at all now. It has cost them both houses of Congress. They can get out there and talk all the junk they want, but they can't get anything passed. Obama can try he tried it with immigration. He got slapped down on that yesterday by another federal court. He can try to executive action it, but it's not going to hold muster. So both Wasserman Schultz and Clinton they need to listen to the warnings of former President Bill Clinton. As recently as 2013, he warned Democrats in relation to the gun issue not to patronize the passionate supporters of your opponents, noting that passing the 1994 semi-auto ban devastated the party in the House of Representatives. He made the same point in his autobiography, My Life, where he wrote of the 1994 election. On November 8th, we got the living daylights beat out of us, losing 8 Senate races and 54 House seats, the largest defeat for our party since 1946. The NRA had a great night. He wrote, the gun lobby claimed to have defeated 19 of the 24 members in its hit list. They did at least that much damage. Later in the book, he credits the NRA with helping defeat Al Gore in 2000. These and other experiences led some to question the national party's commitment to gun control and advocate for a more pragmatic approach. In 2005, Rahm Emanuel was quoted in a Boston Globe article titled "Democrats Recast Gun Control Images," stating that Democratic candidates have got to reflect their districts on the issue. While running for president in 2008-2012, Obama tried very hard to hide his anti-gun positions. And very recently, Washington Post rejected the notion that support for gun control cost the Democrats the majority in the Virginia State Senate. But you know what? It actually did. Enjoy all of that, you idiots. By all means, bring it. Talk that talk. I love the talking of the talk. Now, I don't want to see it on the floor of anything. I don't want to see it considered out there, Senator Lindsey Graham's staff. I think it's stupid to allow it to be brought and put in the ring. Because you guys don't know what you're talking about. You get out there and you look at something and you say, hey, well, you know, that sounds pretty reasonable. Well, lots of things sound reasonable. It's not the way they sound we got to be worried about, though. It's what they do. It's the consequences of the verbiage of the bill. You getting out there not knowing what you're doing and saying, well, you know, in good conscience, I think it's pretty good. Shut up! Let's roll into the next hour, shall we? I think we will. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.